Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things. And we really like self-care for yourself. We just had Thanksgiving, so how was your Thanksgiving? What self-care things did you do?
Our Thanksgiving was pretty chill.
Journalism.
We did like a pretty low-key brunch where our neighbors came over and some other friends. Yeah, and we had like sausage and biscuits, or gravy and biscuits rather, and mimosas, and just like hung out.
Nice.
And then the rest of the day was ours to just kind of do whatever. And it was
relaxing. We didn't come because we thought like everyone was canceling. So we're like, don't cook stuff. So I didn't know you guys still cook stuff.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah. Pretty much like everyone canceled. So, but we also had our like, we already had invited the neighbors and also our other friends. So we're like, all right, whatever.
Okay, I guess we'll just stay brunch.
Yeah. Fun. So it was really, really low key, really relaxing. And yeah, it was nice. How was yours?
It was good. It's the Sunday. So I've had 4 days off. And I got to tell you,
God, so nice.
It feels so nice to just reset and everything. And it was just, it was good. It was fun. It was like low key. My sister and fam weren't there, so we missed them, but we did get to FaceTime with them, so.
Nice.
They were busy doing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow. Fancy.
I didn't do that.
Turn down for what?
I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, dude, the millennials are running the world now.
Who runs the world?
Millennials. And I love it. I love it for us.
I mean,
now's our time.
We had to deal with crippling debt and
multiple recessions,
people telling us we've killed the industry, we killed the napkin industry. Good, we don't need napkins, just use paper towels. Grow up.
Yeah, what was I gonna say?
Any self-care you did? My self-care was being off.
Yeah, well, it wasn't like intentional, but Ronan like slept in like 2 days in a row. So
you're kidding me.
It was awesome.
How late?
Like till like 8:30.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I was like, this is amazing.
The dogs cry at me. They don't cry at Keith. Ever. Ever.
I saw this thing where someone did a study on how many times cats meow at their owners, and it's like men versus women. And they actually meow more at men because men don't listen. So they're like, feed me. Meow.
So they know.
Meow, meow. Cats know.
Cats know.
And cats are like aliens. They're like,
they're really smart.
They're really smart.
I think Ruger's part cat.
He's part cat.
No, he like.
He meows.
He comes in a room. Yeah, kind of. He cries more than he barks. He'll come in a room and he doesn't want to be acknowledged.
Oh, it's on his terms.
Yes.
Good for him.
Like a cat. You know what? Support
I love that for him.
I do too.
It's called boundaries.
Respect them. I never learned boundaries. Maybe one day I'll learn them. I haven't learned Ruger's boundaries.
You're like, I love them.
They came like, for Thanksgiving. Away. They were really good.
Aww.
There was one point, though, where like Ruger doesn't like when you hold animals around him. So he was like,
he gets jealous? Or
yes. What? I don't know. My brother was picking up Tiger and Ruger was like jumping at him.
Oh.
And then I called him a dick and my mom got mad and she's like, don't use that word. I'm like, oh my God. He's being a dick. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry he's being a dick. I didn't subscribe to this, but I'm here now. So I had to deal with him being a dick. So
What are you going to tell me about today?
So I'm going to tell you, because we're close to the holidays, I was going to tell you about a murder that happened on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
It's not widely known.
Okay.
Like, there was quite a few podcasts on it, but it's not one I had heard of, because I was like, I want to do something kind of like Christmassy themed. Mm-hmm. So Samina Imam.
Hmm.
Ever heard of
it? I feel like that sounds familiar. I don't know.
I think that name's beautiful. And if I call her Sam, sorry, my notes say Sam. So if I call Samina, but other people called her Sam too. So okay, I might so switch between the two. Nickname. So if I say Sam, I mean Samina. All right. So Sam was a British 34-year-old woman who was the marketing manager for Costco. The Costco she worked in was in Cardiff in Wales, located in the UK. This town is 150 miles west of London. I mean, we live in the US, so I was just like, what is it closest to? Because I feel like that kind of helps. So when she left work on December 24th, she was in a fantastic mood. The guy Roger she had secretly been seeing told her that he was finally leaving his long-term girlfriend because he wanted to be with her instead. Not great.
They always say that.
Yeah. So, they had been having their secret tryst for 2 years at this point. And to celebrate her excitement, she had booked them a romantic stay at a hotel, and it wasn't known by the company that the two of them are dating because he was like the regional manager.
Oh.
And she was like the marketing manager.
Yeah.
So you can't date. So if you think about it too, she was putting her job on the line for this guy.
And I'm sorry, what year was this again?
This was in 2014.
Oh. Okay.
I actually hadn't said the year
usually
yet.
Usually you have to like disclose at least that you're dating.
Yeah, well, most places are usually okay with it. Yeah, but
as long as you tell them, and then there's no weird conflict of interest where you're like promoting people kind of thing. It was like a fireable offense at their company.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, I just want to say that she was putting her job on the line. So, she got in her car and was going to meet him. Roger Cooper was 41 years old. He seems like one of those guys that's like, I'm only in my 40s. I got to really just like, I don't have to settle down yet.
He's got Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah, and he was bald at this point, so it's like, yikes.
I mean, sorry. I don't mean to talk shit on bald people.
I'm not talking shit, but it's always the guys that are like, I can't spend my best years. It's like
my best bald years.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? This guy sucks, so I'm not going to say anything nice about him.
Oh, okay, so we can make fun of his baldness? Okay.
So, other bald people, we respect you and we love you, but him, we don't. So, we got to do what we can. So he was a regional manager, like I mentioned, at several Costcos in the area. And again, weren't supposed to be dating, both in management roles, not great. So from the everything about the story, you can tell he's a piece of shit. He was also seeing another woman that had worked at Costco on the side.
So he's got three women that he's...
Yeah.
Okay, Roger.
I don't get it. We'll post pictures of this man. Tell me if you get it. I don't get it. It's not the baldness, it's the just... It's skeeviness. The
fucking audacity.
It's the audacity. So, and this woman was under him, which I think is way worse
than two managers
dating. It was somebody.
Yeah, at least you're the same level if you're both managers. But if you, that's where it becomes a weird thing. It's like
a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
Because like maybe she wanted to date him and maybe she didn't, but she felt like she had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I'm sure the fact that they couldn't share that they were dating was helpful to him because she couldn't like just tell people at work. She couldn't make it known.
Yeah.
And I said in my notes, he's not good looking at all. But then I found out he was 6'5" and I'm like, well.
Oh, he's tall.
Guess that's what people
sometimes
saw
people
him.
Just, you know, coast by on the fact that they're tall.
I've seen some men that were horrific to women and they were like 6'3" or whatever. And I'm like.
You're just tall,
just
because
he's tall doesn't mean he can. Just because he's a man doesn't mean he should treat people. But sure, just sure. Because you're tall doesn't mean like.
Yeah.
Also, your head is oddly shaped. So, you know. So, Samina was only 5'2". I just want to illustrate the point that he had 15 inches
he's
on this woman.
Way bigger than her.
Yes. Yes. So, at this point, she had. Not at this point, but like previous, she had given him an ultimatum that he had to leave his girlfriend or they were over. And not only were they over, but she was going to tell his long-term girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
So.
And she had no idea about the other girl too?
She didn't.
Okay.
And they don't talk about her too much because I don't think it's as important in the story.
He wasn't as involved. Yeah. With her. Yeah.
They just say basically that he was like, there was also another woman. He's so a bag. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. So pretty much she just wanted the long-term girlfriend to know about this, whether he was with her or not, which she just let him know anyway. So he had no intentions of this. She didn't know that.
Mm.
So instead of doing the right thing by breaking things off with Sam and being honest with his long-term girlfriend, he decided that the best plan was to enlist his younger brother, who was 39. His name was David Cooper. And they were going to kill Sam.
Oh, good.
So no, she's planning a romantic people. Christmas.
Oh, my God. I hate when people do this shit. Like,
and he's planning to kill her.
Break up with people. Just break up. God.
Like,
piece of shit.
They were doing this for 2 years.
Like,
2 year affair.
As if, like, having, like, being outed at your job is worse than murdering someone.
Than
like,
stealing God. Someone's life.
Like, I just can't with people. Okay, Roger. Your stupid fucking plan.
With his brother, David.
Okay, David. Why are you even, like, condoning this?
It's just weird when two people, like, are just like I actually want to kill them. And they're like, you know what? Same
thing. I'm on board.
Like what? Why are you on board? What happened? What was your childhood?
Are you good?
Do you need a hug? Will that change your mind?
I don't know.
Yikes. So the first plan that didn't come to fruition, this was not the first time they had tried this.
Oh, no.
And Roger pretty much asked David to carry it out. And David said, by God. All means. Oh, I know.
Wow. Okay.
If only you guys could see Danae's face. So, December 12th, after a holiday party, I don't know if it was a company party. I'm pretty sure it was. Roger had told Sam that he had booked a room at a hotel and had a surprise waiting for her there.
Her murder.
Instead, the surprise was David in the parking lot. He had never booked a room.
Oh my God.
So David, for some reason, decided that he would take care of her, and he was just sitting in the parking lot waiting for her car to arrive. She ended up taking an Uber or a taxi there instead. Okay. And she went into the hotel and they were like, there's no reservation. And somehow Roger talked his way out of this because she didn't stop seeing him after that.
Oh.
If a guy told you he was meeting you at a hotel room and had a surprise for you and there was, like, no hotel room, wouldn't you be like, and for that reason, I'm out. Bye.
Yeah, but these kind of people know how to manipulate you and can talk themselves out of anything.
Yeah. I was just like, somehow he talked his way out of this. Yeah. So the brothers would talk in code, and I'm sorry I'm laughing, but they would talk in Star Wars code.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So,
like, what they say, like, the Death Star's coming to the parking lot. Like, do you know the code words? Was it, like...
It was Death Star. It was her.
Okay, so that's what I was... Okay.
So...
Cool, but I got it.
Yeah, I think I put down in the notes, like, one of the text messages they sent. Because it's not, like, Death Star initiated. They're not, like, that's probably them talking about the game. Like, no. Because like, they look into their text messages. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yeah. So that's why I looked at you like weird. I'm like, did you hear this story before? Yeah, pretty much Death Star. So, yeah, they would talk in code. And I said, which is highly embarrassing, but also easy to decode. But I digress. That's what they used.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're back at December 24th, 2014. The two had left work at 4 p.m. and they were going to Birmingham, which was 2 hours away from Cardiff, where they were currently located. And since the two can't date, they went in separate vehicles and were like, have a great holiday.
You right, know, yeah, they gotta
wink.
Make it seem like wink. They don't.
So she drove down the street a little bit. I think they went into like a residential area and then she went into his car because why would you drive separately? That's weird. So they drove a bit down the road, like I mentioned. He grabbed her luggage. However, on the way to Birmingham, Roger told Sam that he had to stop by his brother's house in Leicester to get an action figure. And she was actually...
For what?
I don't know.
He just needs this sometimes, action figure.
Denise, sometimes He's you like, need I an can't action go figure.
Anywhere without my Spider-Man. What?
I think it was Star Wars. Oh, which is hilarious. Sense. But she wasn't like upset by this. She's like, it's the holidays.
She's like, it tracks. Yeah. You need your Darth Vader.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't need Who their among us? Christmas Darth Vader?
I did have a Mr. Potato Head Darth Vader. So who among us hasn't had a Darth Vader action figure?
Wow. Okay.
I gave it to my brother.
Weird.
I don't know why I had it. Yeah. It's fine. I don't even know if my brother has it anymore. It's fine. I'm not spiraling about this. But she was excited because she got to meet the brother. And she's like, this is a big step.
Oh, she'd never met him. Okay.
Yeah. So she's like, I told.
Meeting a family member.
Yeah. And also, maybe side note, even if you're in a secret relationship, her friends know.
Well,
her
yeah.
friends know.
Like, I'm sure her friends are always like, yeah, okay, you said he's going to leave his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it's not even like his wife. It's no. just a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is like, you could easily break up. Like, I
guess
know.
They live together, so that adds a, but also still, it's really, you know what you do when you break up?
Break up.
You don't have to, you just say, hey, let's break up. And it's if you're engaged, you just give them the ring back. It's really like, easy.
Yeah.
And then bing, bang, boom, you're done.
No one has to die.
Yeah, it's actually, like, so easy. And also, you had two other people, so let's not act like you're this, like, stand-up guy.
Yeah.
So, anyways, grabbed their car, she's gonna meet his brother, she's stoked. On the drive to his brother's house, she was telling her sister about her Christmas plans and everything, and they were gonna actually be seeing each other on Boxing Day. Boxing Day is the day after Christmas, and it's basically, like, an English holiday to celebrate, you know, having excess after the holidays and, like, giving back.
Mm.
And I thought that's what it was, but also I did further research and I found out Boxing Day is kind of like Black Friday because they have a lot of sales that day.
Sure.
So I'm like, of course, they change it corporate. It's not about capitalism. Giving away. Yeah. Capitalism. It wins yet again. So, yeah, big sales and everything. So they get to David's house in Leicester. And the second they go in, David attacks her with a wet cloth of chloroform.
Oh, Jesus.
And I always was like, what is chloroform used for? Because we've all watched movies where they take it. Oh, besides,
like, trying to knock someone out?
Yeah. It's basically just, they say it's used with industrial purposes. So probably, like, a cleaner of sorts. Who knows? Yeah. So it's dangerous because we know it's the drug that makes people pass out. But it's, like, there's so many other lasting effects. It's not just, like, they puff it and then they pass out. Like, people can deal with, like, seizures and like even death from, like, overexposure of it. So guys, if you're thinking of chloroforming somebody, think again.
Just maybe don't.
So a part this kind of makes me laugh is that they bought the chloroform from eBay.
What, like, it's previously used chloroform?
I don't know. But, like, eBay, the last person I've heard that uses eBay is your husband.
Yeah.
Because he bought that Brandon Marshall jersey, which made me laugh because your last name. At first I was like, why Brandon Marshall? And then I was like, dummy, it's because it's her last name. It took 5 minutes, but, you know, eventually I got there. But I even asked Steven, I was like, you still use it? And he's like, yeah, not often.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was, like, well used in 2014 either. Maybe in the UK it was, but I was just like, eBay in 2014? Okay. Yeah,
wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah, same. But I was like, I think I used eBay in the early 2000s, but, like, by used, I'd be like, oh my God, look at all the things I'm going to buy when I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I just still browsing. Haven't bought a crane machine, so maybe I should now. Maybe now's the time. Anyways, so she also, and this will come up later, had poisons in her system. So I'm thinking maybe they attacked her.
Like a cocktail of things.
Maybe she drank tea. We don't know. But that comes up later.
Uh-oh.
But pretty much the timeline they had was, keep in mind, they left work at 4:30 and they think she was deceased by 6:30.
Oh, shit. That's quick.
Yeah. Okay. Really, really quick turnaround because they only went an hour away. So who knows? Like, maybe they hung out for a little bit before, but it said pretty immediately. But again, the only people that know are the two brothers and Samina. So probably a mixture of both, but Roger somehow convinced David, because David's stupid or something, to get rid of her body.
Oh my God.
So I don't know why you're like, thanks for doing this for me, bro. Hey, do you mind?
You want to finish this up?
You want to, like,
I'm gonna head out.
I've never committed murder and I have no want, but I feel like getting rid of the body would be, like, the worst part. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Roger hopped in his car and immediately went back to home to spend the holidays with his girlfriend and family members. Again, leaving David to take care of getting rid of the body.
So basically to make it seem like, you know, nothing was awry.
Yeah.
He's got an alibi of being with his family and whatever for the holidays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, fuck David. Who cares about that? Anyway, He had all of her items in his car, and one thing he took with him was her phone, which is insane.
Well, now they can track it.
Yeah, and then they could track it too. Oh my God. He took her phone to try to cover his tracks, and he sent himself a message that said, "I'm fuming. I'm going to where I'm truly cared for." And he didn't throw it in a lake or something.
Like, what? What does that even mean?
Well, because he was... I'll get to it.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. I'm fuming. I'm going to where I'm truly cared for. If I told you now, it would kind of like...
Yeah.
Anyways. So I'm assuming his idea was to make it look like he didn't show up to their tryst that they were supposed to be on.
Okay.
So there, I just kind of gave it away.
Sure.
So, but anyways.
Like, it's just like, oh, she just never showed up. What?
Well, he wanted to be like, I digress. I'll get into it. So, again, this guy just keeps dodging responsibility, and David doesn't know what to do with her body. So he wraps her in saran wrap and then puts her in a sleeping bag. And the sleeping bag is actually really important in the story. And he put her body, he ended up driving with her in the back of his car for a few days.
Ew.
Gross. He didn't know what to do with her. So they had a plot of land, and there was a plaque on this plot of land, and he dug a big grave. And it kind of made me think of the Chowchilla murders, because, like, you usually don't see people that can dig big graves.
Yeah.
But the Chowchilla, they were able to, like, bury an entire, I don't know. I was like, what is with these people and digging big things? Like, I hate digging holes. So there was a plaque on this land that said, "Office memo, don't wind me up. I'm running out of places to hide the bodies."
A plaque? What do you mean?
Like, just something like a funny sign that they had. Oh, okay. That said, and it's like so dark because there was actually a hidden body there.
Yeah, what?
I was like, I'd probably take that one down.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm like, that is, when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's creepy.
What a strange thing to put on a plaque.
Yeah. I don't know. It was like a piece of metal or like one of those signs that you buy at like Cracker Barrel.
Oh, like a funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that so like, whew. Okay. Take that down.
Weird.
What are you doing? Why is that up?
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned before, she had told her family that she was going to see them on Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. And surprise, surprise, she didn't show up. Mm. And that's not like her. And they called the police immediately. And the police kind of got on top of it because they're like, well, this doesn't seem like a pattern that she did.
Yeah.
And she had also told her sisters and friends that she was spending time with Roger. Guess what, guys? We tell our friends everything. So I'm like, hey, guys, even if you have to keep a relationship a secret, people are still going to talk about it. That's just how it is. Especially
especially women.
Like, yeah. I'm going to tell all my friends. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So they looked at her credit card and realized that she had spent money at a store and she had bought a Bellini cocktail and some snacks, you know, for the weekend before, because it was supposed to be a good time. So the Cooper boys realized that they were probably the number one suspects because they fucking did it. And they went back to where her car was parked and they drove the car to Leicester, or an area outside of Leicester. It wasn't entirely clear. Mm-hmm. And they wiped down the fingerprints and everything. And if you remember, I said she was 5'2" and they were well above 6 feet. So they had to change the
settings on the seat
and stuff. They didn't move the seat back to where it's supposed to be.
Mm.
So, and they had abandoned it at an airport close to Leicester, but not quite in Leicester. Again, it was kind of confusing. They just wanted to make it look like she was heartbroken and had gone somewhere.
Yeah.
Because he had that text, if you remember, and that's why it was good to have.
I'm going where I'm like needed or whatever.
Yeah. And the car was found 9 days later. It was noted that her handbag and luggage weren't in the car, but I didn't think that was weird because if she's going on a trip.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah, they're like a notable thing. Fingerprints were removed and her handbag and like
all luggage weren't in there. All her personal shit is still there.
And I'm like, well, no, it wasn't. And they're like, that's weird. And I'm like, well, they're trying to make it seem like she went on a trip. Yeah. So why would her stuff be in there? I thought that was a weird thing that they were like noted. So the suspicious circumstances turned this from a missing persons report to a homicide. And homicides usually get more precedence on top of like the other stuff because they're like trying to figure it out.
Well, yeah.
So the motive Roger had to kill her was so the information can get back to his girlfriend.
Fucking obvious.
However, right away he admitted to the tryst. So the point of killing her, she was just going to tell her. So the girlfriend found out anyway. So it was like...
So you, killed someone for literally no reason.
For no reason. Not that there's a reason, no, guys. No, no. We know there's no reason anyway. But, like, the reason he had...
His whole thing was disappeared. To keep this whole, like, you know, affair a secret. And now, as soon as they ask you, you've told them. So, like...
What was the point?
You could have just, like, quit your fucking job, not killed this woman, and moved on with your life.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, the cops went to his house and they searched it and they had found the Bellini that she had bought and the snacks in his cupboard.
Mm.
You couldn't have thrown that away or snacked on it right away. I don't know.
Oh my God.
There's just too much evidence. And he was brought in for questioning. He basically tells them that the last time he saw her was at 4 p.m. And then they try. The best part, and I don't say best, like this was exciting, but I was like watching the video and he's like, she wanted me to go with her. And I said, no way. I wouldn't do that. And I'm like, that's also why I think he sent the text. So she's like,
yeah.
He didn't go with me. I'm fuming.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, okay, bro. But he was just like, I said, no.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do that. Trying I love to be
like
my
a
girlfriend.
Good actor. Yeah. Like, shut up.
And it wasn't even good. So, and then he was like, look at this text message. Shows I didn't go with her.
See the text message? That I wrote, like,
shut and this up. Idiot still had her phone in his possession.
Like, what? Oh,
so
Roger.
They then interviewed David, and he told them quite the tale. He said that Sam was mad at Roger and had showed up to his place. Okay, let me give you a little thing. She didn't know where Roger lived, and she definitely didn't know where his brother lived. So they're like,
she didn't even know where Roger lived.
Yeah.
So they were just like meeting up in like. Motels and stuff?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
So how the fuck would you know where David lived? Yeah. There was a hole
well, and she
right
just
there.
Met David. This would have been their first time meeting, so why would she know where he lives? That makes no sense.
You know, Danae, everybody has holes, and this was the hole.
So did they, like, come up with this, like, the story that they were going to tell the police? Like, you know, like, they talked beforehand. They're like, this is our story.
No.
Okay, so they're just both going rogue.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. And, you know... David at least, like, and like, I'll get into it, but Roger totally cleans his hands of this whole thing.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Well, that tracks.
Yeah. He doesn't take accountability. Why would he start? So, Sam was mad at Roger for not coming and had showed up to David's place, which she didn't know where he lived. She didn't know where David lived. So, there, right there yeah. is a stupid, like, what? And she's like, I'm mad with Roger because Roger didn't come with me and she was so mad and she was like venting to David and he was trying to get her to stop yelling because his walls were paper thin. So he gave her some tea to calm her down.
Some poison tea?
Well, yeah, that's
that's so probably. Stupid. Oh my God.
But he was like, I didn't know how to get her to calm down and I had this flower that was in this chloroform. It was this thing I had. So I decided to chloroform her and I chloroformed her and she never woke up. She passed
Bro.
Away.
I just can't with people.
So, I'm sorry. The police asked what he did with the body. He said some guy named Ben came and got it.
Who the fuck is Ben?
Ben didn't exist.
Okay.
He just made up some guy. Some He's guy. Like, Ben
You know
said,
Ben.
Yeah. Obviously Ben.
Obviously Ben.
We all know Ben.
Everyone knows Ben.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Do you want to talk to Ben? We'll leave him alone. It's not Ben's thing right now. So, this part makes me laugh. This is my own little thing. His confession kind of felt like, you know, when like a 3-year-old's telling you a story and you're like,
tell me more.
Yeah. Your eyes just got big.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, And you have no idea what the fuck they're talking
yeah.
about. That's what his confession was like.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wow. Who's Ben? And he's like, Ben
Some
doesn't
guy,
exist.
You know.
And they're like, okay. The only consistent thing in this story is a chloroform.
Sure.
But they're wondering if the tea was... Anyways, something that had to do with what they found. So they were able to find her grave because someone had reported that his lot was just not looking right. And there's a freshly dug up dirt. Mm. And I'm assuming people knew that he was being investigated for murder. And they're
oh,
like,
yeah.
Something weird's going on there. So they were able to find it and they found her wrapped in the sleeping bag. And that's why the sleeping bag was important because they were able to find her.
Yeah.
And they'd also found like metallics in her system and just stuff that was consistent with poisoning. Mm. So that's why the tea was kind of important too, because okay. I'm sure maybe the brothers did give her tea and it had like drugs in it. And maybe they chloroformed her. Who knows? Because chloroform yeah. you usually can't find on a body. Anyways. So. They basically, everything came to fruition January 9th. And they, you know, were pretty much tried, and they were tried together. Like, it was the same trial. Mm. And it didn't happen until August 2015, so almost, like, a year later.
Yeah.
And they pled not guilty. But they had so much evidence against them.
Yeah.
They had the sleeping bag, the car that was put in their place.
Well, they literally put her at their place, like, they, yeah. in their own confessions.
And their stories didn't make sense. They didn't even sit down and say, let's get our story straight. Roger was like, gotta spend Christmas. Gotta blast.
So, did she, was it, like, in her autopsy, she ultimately died from the poison? Or like
it was kind of like, who knows? It, okay. But they found stuff in her system that was consistent okay, with poisoning.
Okay, so she was so, not like beaten or like gun wounds no, or anything like that?
No. Okay. It was just like poisoning. And they were sentenced to 30 years, which is pretty high in the UK. Usually people aren't sentenced like that.
Huh.
But like the amount of things that went, like, I'm so glad when people get caught because, oh, like, yeah. you idiots. But, like, the amount of things they did that I was just, like, I have a headache was just, there's so much.
It's just crazy that, like, that's people's solution to things. Like, I'm in a hard situation that I've gotten myself into by all my own, like,
it's like that meme of that guy looking in the mirror and yelling
yeah.
at himself. It's right. like, you did this to you.
Yeah. Like, this is your, like, own doing. Like, but to be like, you know what I'll do? I'll just kill them. Like, what?
And his reasoning for killing her immediately didn't matter anymore because he went to the police and he had to talk to them. So it's not even like he could be like, well.
And, like, you're not going to get away with it. You're not.
You didn't plan anything accordingly. And the fact that his brother drove with her in the back of the car for a few days is disgusting.
That's just, like, so sad, too. Like,
yeah,
just mistreating a body that, like, this is a person.
Who had feelings.
And, like, was just trying to live their life and, like, be in love and, you know, normal shit. Like, that's horrible.
And maybe your girlfriend would have forgiven you. I don't know.
You're also just, like,
but you did it to taking yourself.
Advantage of someone who believes that you love them. Like, how horrible to and be David betrayed would, in such a way, you know?
Would refer to her as it.
It. David.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's, yeah. Not as, like, even a person.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So, it's really sad, but it's just, like, the lack of accountability is so maddening.
Yeah.
And sometimes these people don't get caught.
Yeah.
Because they just don't take accountability. So that's the story of Samina Imam. I hope her family, like, finds some semblance of peace because this wasn't that long ago.
No.
It was 11 years ago and we're coming up on the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think that's, like, that would be shocking. Like, one of your family members didn't show up, you'd be like, well.
Yeah.
This isn't like them.
Ugh. That's so sad.
Yeah, we'll post pictures of her. I think she's absolutely beautiful. And we'll post them on Instagram. And that's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you have any stories that you would like us to cover, or you want to say hi, or you want to share a personal story, or literally anything.
Self-care tips.
You can email us at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
We also are on Facebook and TikTok. And guys, please rate the pod. It gets us in front of people like you, so you can build a community of people and friends. And yay.
Yeah. Until next time, self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.